Nearly 30,000 dry cleaners across the country use perchloroethylene, or PERC. The government says while the potential for health effects from most dry cleaners is generally low, some cleaners located in apartment buildings pose a risk. The new rules require a complete phase-out of PERC at those dry cleaners by 2020. Allison Davis is a spokesperson for the EPA.
We did a very thorough analysis of the risk for people who live in apartment buildings close to these dry cleaners. And based on that analysis, we understand that a lifetime of exposure to PERC emissions in these buildings is unacceptable.
Since 1993, dry cleaners have cut PERC emissions by 15,000 tons a year. They have begun using alternative solvents and replaced old machines. For the GLRC, I'm Erin Toner.